Hello, it's July already. Where does the time go? I am another year older, but no wiser. Not much further forward, either. I was all talk last month about getting back in the acting game and finishing the website revamp, but events are still frustrating me. At least episode 7 of Why Didn't They Ask Evans is ready, and it will be on the website from the 2nd of July. That's tomorrow, if you're listening to this today. Now, it so happened I bought a sandwich for a quick on-the-hoof lunch the other day from Tesco's. Now, I don't buy sandwiches often, and when I do, they tend to be from Sainsbury's, because that's nearer. But it means I'm not so au fait with Tesco's sandwich fare. I bought one, it was a limited choice, called Cheese and Mayonnaise. When I got back to the car, I saw it actually said, No Mayonnaise. So that's my fault, not Tesco's. Although, why tell me what isn't in a sandwich? They might as well say cheese, but no tomato, or cheese, but no pheasant, or no duck à la orange. I mean, what's the point in telling me what my sandwich doesn't contain? So yes, it is their fault. Anyway, I did not think that this meant there would be no butter spread. But it did. It was two dry bits of bread with a slice of cheese in between. For one thing it would have been useful to tell me on the packet was not included. Good grief, it's a good job I'm easygoing. Which reminds me, barcodes. Why are they never in the same place? Sometimes they're on the side of a packet, sometimes they're underneath a packet, or on the top, or on the other side, or the shorter side. You pick up a packet, thoop, yes, bing. You pick up another one, thoop, no, it's not there. Where's the barcode? Oh, there it is, thoop, bing. Pick up another one, it's not there now, the barcode's somewhere else. Sometimes it's half hidden by a pointless fold of plastic so that it doesn't scan. Why can't barcodes be in the same place on everything? Preferably the bottom, so that you do not have to tip the packet up. Tins are different. You can turn a tin, so guess what? All tins have a barcode in the same place on the side. Madness. Anyway, on with the podcast. The Story Club. As I say, Evans is slowly getting there. I think we'll have another Paddington at some point this month, and I have neglected Poirot and his labours for a long time. Maybe another one of those, if anybody's interested. I see my old mate Kenny B is doing another of his popular Poirots, this time taking the perfectly adequately titled Halloween party and prancing off to Venice with it as A Haunting in Venice. Well, unfortunately, I won't be free to take part. So please, Ken, if you're listening, and I know you do, don't bother asking me this time. I am snowed under just now with my Shakespeare season. I would give you a part, of course, in that, but you're going to be too far away, aren't you? Being in Venice. If only you'd set the film in this country like the book. I could have fitted you in. Never mind. You'll have to make the best of it. Yes, Shakespeare. I think it's time to get back to the classics. I'm gathering together my own Shakespeare company as I speak, so do write in and let me know if you have any preference of which of his plays you'd like us to produce. Lists of his plays are freely available. Otherwise, I must choose for you. Excuse me. Hello? Oh, where are you then? Why? Oh, did I? Oh, well, quite right. And what do they say? Mayonnaise counts as spread. So if I come down there and open up all their sandwiches, I'll find spread on them, will I? Not if it says no mayonnaise. That's ridiculous. Tell them in no uncertain terms, Mr. Rokoff, that they shall not have my custom again. Oh, yes, do the shopping list. Pretend it's for you. Oh, and don't forget my cream. For my strawberries. Yes, women do. Well, they do all sorts these days. Oh, well, say it's for the cat. Now I must go. Dear me, all these interruptions. I'm sorry, Jiggles fans, but it's a ring road coming next. Next week, I hope. I am working on something new, honestly, but I'm afraid it too has become the victim of events for now. Hopefully I may have some news of progress on that by next month. Now, it only remains for me to say thank you for being M-Jammers, remember the secret sign, and if you are ever in the area, do visit M-Jam HQ, which as a member you're perfectly entitled to do, and enjoy the fabulous restaurant, comfy members' lounge and luxury swimming pool. After all, you're paying for them. Please be careful of Miss Dropplecoff if she's up the shallow end. She hates getting her face wet. Now, until next time, name the TV show. It's watching these shows as a kid, you know, that made me the man I am today. Bye-bye. With one arm tied behind me back, I'll chase you round the ring and knock you off a six as soon as look you in the eye. They all beg for mercy when the undercog goes by. Don't underestimate the undercog. Don't underestimate the undercog.